Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 3rd of May 2020. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7 Whiskey India and read today by Idris VK7ZIR. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.67 MHz by Gary VK7JGD. On 7.14 MHz by Mike VK7FB. On 14.13 MHz by Ross VK7ALH. On 28.525 MHz by Peter VK7TPE. On DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 091 by Clayton VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and VK7RTC in the south. WIA National News, VK7 stepping up. Given the current situation with COVID-19 and the cancellation of the WIA annual conference that was to be held in VK7 over the weekend of 8th to the 10th of May 2020, VK7 has been asked to host the WIA National News over the next two weekends of the 10th and 17th of May 2020. We are looking for people from all around VK7 who would like to be involved in the reading and recording of segments for the WIA National News. Please contact me at vk7tw@wia.org.au and let me know what you would like to do. Reading and recording takes place on the Wednesday-Thursday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. This will also give our hard-working WIA National News team a well-earned rest. Look forward to hearing from you, and that's from Justin, VK7TW. ROATC broadcast for May 2020. Here is a reminder about the ROATC broadcast for the 4th of May 2020. That's tomorrow night for those listening on Sunday. The terms old man and old timer sound repugnant to many and are often heard as a reason for not joining the RAOTC. We hear a contextual clarification of these terms and an assurance that they are not meant to be derogatory. The first news item begins with the question, what would happen if your GPS stops working? Mention is made of just some of the huge number of services that rely on timing and positioning from the fleet of GPS satellites. Discussion ensues on how these signals might become unavailable or corrupted and the implications thereof. Several countries are collaborating to launch their own satellite systems. The second item features a story that was published in OTN Journal in 1988. It will be broadcast in two parts. It is a logical follow-up to a mention in the April bulletin about plans to recover radio gear from the Titanic. This item tells the true story about the two radio operators, who they were, technical challenges they overcame on the day before the collision, and the sequence of events that led up to and after it. We hear details of the radio equipment and content of the radio messages. Finally, there is an item taken from one of the online forums dealing with automotive electrics, the history of battery voltages, the possibility of 48-volt systems, and how radio amateurs might cope with this. As usual, this will all go to air in VK7 on the first Monday of the month at 7:30 p.m. local time over the VK7RAA-RTC statewide network, and again at about 8:30 p.m. as a telecast on VK7AX Spectrum Tasmania via the BATC member stream, and in the Ulverston area on 445.5 MHz DATV. The date this month is May the 4th. Callbacks will follow on both networks. Please call in if you are able. If you missed the broadcast airings, it can be caught up with on the RAOTC website. At 73 from Peter, VK7PD. Sewing Circle Net. Here is a reminder that the Sewing Circle Net is now on a frequency of 3.64 MHz, from 1700 local each night. 73 from Gavin, VK7VTX. ZL News, WARO in recess. After the Women Amateur Radio Operators, that's WARO, executive meeting last month, that's at April 2020, there was a motion passed that WARO goes into recess until we can meet at a full NZART AGM to discuss the future of WARO. This was seconded and agreed by the Executive Committee. Therefore, WARO is now in recess until the AGM being held in Napier 2021, where a special general meeting will be held, not an AGM. Executive Committee positions will remain the same until then. Subs do not need to be paid this year. Finances will be maintained and held by the Treasurer until the meeting in Napier. The reason behind the recess is self-explanatory. Due to the lack of or no support from our members, this leaves us no alternative. There will no longer be a WARO page in the break-in. Stay safe and stay care. Take care from the WARO Executive Committee. And that was sourced from the NZART. QSL News. Report from Herman VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureaus. The WIA Head Office Bureau is now planning to forward QSL cards to state managers on a quarterly basis. Advice has been received that due to the current situation with the coronavirus, the office is not fully staffed and it may be some time before we receive any further deliveries. The current list of cards held as at 3rd of April, including the latest delivery on the 12th of March, is in the email version of the broadcast. Please contact Herman if you can assist in the delivery of any of the cards in your area. Thank you to those who have already advised him. He hopes to send a few more cards out in the next week or so. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email vk7bureau@wia.org.au. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7HW, the WIA Manager VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The SOTA WWFF Parks Group at Glebe Gardens shall be back on track with plans for future events as soon as government regulations change from the current situation. Time to think and plan for future events. That's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. Fox hunts. Paul Blundell put the suggestion out there in the VK7 Facebook group about fox hunts that in the past were popular. Once the current restrictions have passed, is anybody keen to look at running these in the north? You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, NTARC. Here we are, Friday again, and if my memory is correct, we have reached the end of the fifth week of isolation and lockdown. So how are we all doing? For my part, the cupboards are looking neat and tidy, although the windows are due for a clean next week. The big development is that the part for my embroidery machine has finally arrived. So that means I will need to put on my mechanic's cap this weekend, read the service manual, probably at least twice, to get a good understanding of it all, and then pull the beast apart, fit the new part, and of course pray she works. Hopefully I don't find any bits remaining on the bench afterwards. That would be very annoying. Sorry to have to burden you with the news of the immediate domestic situation, but hell, in these trying times of almost non-existent contact with the rest of society, I have to write about something. Fortunately, some other members are better placed to keep their fingers on the pulse of Northern Amateur Radio activity, so we'll now hand over to Nick VK7BEE, our net coordinator, to give you a rundown on last Wednesday TechNet session. And Nick says, before the TechNet started, Nick VK7BEE, located near Lagana, monitored the QRP frequency of 3.580 MHz and also sent some CW from a homebrew 2-transistor transceiver running 100 milliwatts. Sending a string of Vs, the signal was heard by Tony VK7YBG and Paul VK7KPA, reported by both on Discord, and Kevin VK7HKN on lower sideband. Nick then had a chat with Kevin, who was running 6 watts. Nick was then called on CW by Bruce ZL1BWG from the North Island of New Zealand, running 10 watts. Nick was running 300 watts PEP lower sideband. Although conditions were difficult with Bruce's low power, a voice-to-CW contact was made, a great start to the evening. The NTARC TechNet started at 7:30pm local time, it's 19:30 Australian Eastern Standard Time, or 5:30 GMT, on 3.567 MHz lower sideband. The net had 8 stations. Conditions were very poor. Not all stations could hear each other. Some used SDRs via the internet to receive because of high local noise, using their rigs to transmit on. Signals improved slightly as the evening progressed, and then dramatically at about 8:15 p.m. and with Discord online. Communications were also used simultaneously with Paul VK7KPA hosting the NTARC tech group. Several operators joined at Discard, some also on the net monitoring at the same time, sharing pics and information whilst on air. TechNet controller was Nick VK7BEE using calls club call sign VK7TAZ. Kevin VK7HKN was QRP using 6 watts. He will build a 1 transistor CW transmitter for 3.580 MHz for next week. Ross VK7RC was making comparison of signals using an SDR versus his HF rig. Peter VK7KPC was making changes to his 6-meter setup, adding a tone decoder. Andrew VK7DW reported that his tower build had halted due to the weather and that the concrete base had not cured. Paul VK7KPA called in for a quick signal report. James VK7JAM was very low signal on 80 metres, using 40 watt into a dipole. And Simon ZL1THH in Auckland, using 100 watt and dipole, was 4x4. He gave VK7TAZ a 5x9. Nick mentioned about the Anzac Day and AM nets on 7.125, 3.686 and 1.825 MHz. The simultaneous use of Discord was a great success, thanks to Paul, who set up the meeting place. Bill VK7MX over in Gippsland, along with 9 others, joined in. A point of interest, as a result of the pandemic, a series of lessons on how to learn Morse code is available on YouTube. Just search for Lockdown Morse. That's 73 from Nick VK7BEE. And Nick says they'll be returning next Wednesday on the 6th of May, same times. And Nick will kick off at 0700 at 3.58 MHz. See you there. Thanks, Nick. It really is great to see our members have taken to this format. Look forward to another update next week. Mind you, suspect they're getting QTH fever and wishing for a night out at the club rooms, catching up with all, partying on sausage rolls, cakes and biscuits. Hopefully that is not too far off if we all behave. Once again, this must be all from NTARC for this week. As we have been saying for the past month or more, take care, and if you don't need to go out, stay home and read, listen to music, get on the radio and talk to the world, or warm up that soldering iron and get on with those projects. Lord knows, here in VK7 and in the VK7RAA RJG listening area in particular, we should now know only too well the risks of spreading the virus inherent in needless close social gatherings. Above all, though, please keep well and keep as watchful an eye on the well-being of your immediate circle as is possible in the circumstances. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, it is always good to have something new with which to entertain the troops. Then please email them to either of the following addresses: ntarc.emails@gmail.com or ypmaxwell@bigpond.com. For some time to come, the weekly news will become the medium for informing all about happenings, or lack thereof, in the local amateur radio world. It would be appreciated if any news, no matter how insignificant, could be sent no later than 1700 hours on the Friday prior to broadcast to allow its timely insertion into the NTARC segment. That gives all a chance to get the NTARC segment together and off to Hobart in time for collation into the VK7 broadcast. Your continuing cooperation in this regard will be gratefully appreciated. And 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary of NTARC Inc. News from the South, from the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. REAST Club Virtual Gathering. Digital Mobile Radio, DMR. A huge thank you to Scott, VK7HSE, who is very, very knowledgeable on all things DMR. He has agreed to give us an online presentation on DMR for our Whole of Club virtual meeting this Wednesday, the 6th of May 2020, from 7:30 p.m. Scott will be focusing on the Radiodity GD77 handheld, which are prevalent in Southern VK7. There will be a short recap on DMR terminology, including popular VK7 zones, talk groups and scan groups, etc. Scott will also be exploring Roger Clark's OpenGD77 firmware, as it's much simpler to program and maintain future firmware updates, etc. The presentation is expected to run for about an hour. Bring along your DMR questions and queries to Scott. Details of the Zoom session address will be emailed to club members shortly. We hope to see you on the Zoom session. And 73 from the REST Committee. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. DATV Experimenters Night, working from the shack number 5, VK7MO's shack. We started the DATV nights with a review of the summer VHF-UHF field days and the great VK7 participation in the field day from around the state. We then moved to our feature, which was an interview and shack tour with Rex Moncur, VK7MO. Rex took the audience through his history and those that influenced him with amateur radio. His father, Len, VK7LN, was licensed from the 1930s and was very involved in HF contacts around the world. Len was involved in early mechanical and electronic amateur radio transmitters and receivers. Rex showed some great historical photos, including a 1950s model exhibition in Melbourne at the Exhibition Hall, which featured the WIA and amateur radio. Rex then took the audience through getting his Z-Call amateur radio license in 1960. Rex built early valve homebrew equipment and setting distance records on 432 and 1296 megahertz. Rex then had a rest from amateur radio during his working career in Canberra and then Hobart with the Antarctic Division. Rex retired and, whilst attending a birthday party in Adelaide, was inspired to get back into amateur radio and, well, the rest is history. Rex was involved with Joe Taylor, K1JT, from the first development of what became WSJT and is still a beta tester for Joe. The focus has been VHF-UHF and microwaves, including many EME and terrestrial microwave world records. Forays into optical and other areas were touched upon as well. Rex then gave the audience a shack tour of his back and front shack. Rex took questions and comments during the presentation. A huge thank you to Rex for sharing his amateur radio life. This presentation is available on the REST YouTube channel at the link on the email edition of this broadcast. Our DATV Experimenters Night goes into recess for a fortnight as next week is our Whole of Club virtual presentation night with Scott, VK7HSC, talking about DMR. 73 from Justin, VK7TW. DX News. VK and 8J Opportunities. The following are sourced from the ARRL DX news list. Antarctica 8J, members of the Japanese Antarctic Research Exhibition Team, the JARE, will be active as 8 Juliet 1 Romeo Lima from Shawa Research Station, Queen Maud Land, at Alpha November 015 until January 2021. Listen for operators Takei, Juliet Alpha 1 Alpha Golf Sierra, and Hiro, Juliet Hotel 7, Juliet Charlie X-Ray. Activity will be on various HF bands using CW and the digital modes. QSL via Juliet Golf 2, Mike Lima India, or the JARL Bureau. And Australia VK Station Victor 1, Victor India 250, Charlie Oscar Kilo commemorates Captain James Cook's voyage on HMS Endeavour along Australia's east coast with activity from May the 1st to August the 31st. For QSL information, see qrz.com. And that was sourced from the ARRL DX News. Technology News. Ultra-low-power Wi-Fi connectivity for IoT devices. A new Wi-Fi device runs on extremely low power by utilising backscattering. An ultra-low power Wi-Fi radio developed by electrical engineers at the University of California, San Diego, housed in a chip smaller than a grain of rice, could enable Internet of Things devices to communicate with existing Wi-Fi networks using 5,000 times less power than today's devices. The radio consumes just 28 microwatts of power and does so while transmitting data at a rate of 2 megabits per second over a range of up to 21 meters. You can connect your phone, your smart device, even small cameras or various sensors to this chip, and it can directly send data from these devices to a Wi-Fi access point near you, said Dinesh Baradia, a professor of electrical and computer engineering at the UC San Diego Jacobs School of Engineering. And it could last for years on a single coin cell battery. Current commercial Wi-Fi radios typically consume hundreds of milliwatts to connect IoT devices with Wi-Fi transceivers. This Wi-Fi radio is low enough power that we can now start thinking about new application spaces where you no longer need to plug IoT devices into the wall. This could unleash smaller, fully wireless IoT setups, said UC San Diego electrical and computer engineering professor Patrick Mercier, who co-led the work with Baradia. It could also allow you to connect devices that are not currently connected, things that cannot meet the power demands of current Wi-Fi radios, like a smoke alarm, and not have huge burden on battery replacement, Mercier said. The new device runs on extremely low power by transmitting using backscattering. It takes incoming Wi-Fi signals from a nearby device or Wi-Fi access point, modifies the signals, and encodes its own data onto them, and then sends the new signals onto a different Wi-Fi channel to another device or access point. The work builds on low-power Wi-Fi radio technology that Baradia helped develop as a PhD student at Stanford. In this project, he teamed up with Mercier to develop an even lower power Wi-Fi radio. They accomplished this by building in a component called a wake-up receiver. This wakes up the Wi-Fi radio only when it needs to communicate with Wi-Fi signals, so it can stay in low power sleep mode the rest of the time, during which it consumes only 3 microwatts of power. The UC San Diego team's improvements to the technology also features a custom integrated circuit for backscattering data, which makes the whole system smaller and more efficient, and thus enables their Wi-Fi radio to operate over longer communications range, that is 21 meters in this case, and this is a practical distance for operating in a home or office environment, the researchers said. Here we demonstrate the first pragmatic chip design that can be deployed in a small low-power device, Mercier said. And that was sourced from the Critical Comms web e-zine. And now regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. NWTR and TVG, club meetings cancelled until further notice. NTARC, club meetings cancelled until further notice. REST, club rooms are closed until further notice. REST Microwave QSO Party, following the Sunday broadcast, on 1296.15 MHz FM. NTARC Technical Net Wednesdays 3.567 MHz lower sideband at 7:30 PM local time. QRP on 3.580 lower sideband at 7 PM. REST DATV Experimenters Nights, working from the Shack series on RF and streaming every Wednesday night except the first of the month from 7:30 PM. Events. Sewing Circle Net commences at 1700 on 3.640 MHz. RAOTC, 7th of May, RAOTC broadcast, VK7RAA RTC and VK7AXBATC stream from 7:30 PM. REST, 6th of May, DMR presentation, VK7HSE, hold of club virtual Zoom gathering from 7:30 PM. And a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader, VK7FB. Repeaters, REST, NTARC and NWTR and TVG. 80 metres, VK7ALH, 40 metres, VK7TW, 20 metres, a volunteer needed, 10 metres, VK7VKT, DMR, Talk Group 5 and D-Star, Reflector 091, VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and VK7RTC in the south. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. And that concludes our VK7 amateur radio news broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or just missed VK7 Whiskey India. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 amateur radio news around 9:30 hours. Items from the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Group's IO group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7 Whiskey India is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. From the VK7 Amateur Radio News, it is 73 from Idris, VK7ZIR.